Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, Florida, Texas, and Arizona set daily records as the three states in the U.S. increased testing and moved swiftly to reopen. Each reported its largest one-day increase in new cases yet. We also see that the president, Juan Orlando Hernandez of Honduras, said that he had had the coronavirus and that his wife and two aides also tested positive. It's going up again in Beijing. We're not getting out of this so easily.
We are not, David, and the fact is that the president and the vice president are up there, their usual nonsense. They're saying, if we weren't testing, we wouldn't know. That's right. We wouldn't know if we weren't testing. But we are testing, and we know that this thing has resurgent in different places. And if we're not careful, we're going to die. It's that simple. There's one estimate recently that over 60% of us would get this thing by the time it was all over. And we are witnessing the height of irresponsibility on the part of this buffoon of a president and his vice president, who docilely goes along. You know, David, there was a recent observation by somebody that Melania Trump had recommended Pence for the vice presidency because he wouldn't give Trump a hard time. So that's exactly what has happened. We see no responsibility taken by the president, by the vice president. The president is bragging that the economy is coming back in a huge way, and he is desperate to win re-election. We know that.
And as we keep saying, he's off to the campaign trail again. He's hoping to bring in thousands to his rally in Tulsa on Saturday.
What we have here is lemmings, people who are going over the cliff together, who are saying, it doesn't matter. I don't care if I'm going to get this. I'll even sign a paper saying, I won't hold you responsible to the president for bringing us into this. Well, why would they be giving this piece of paper out if they didn't know already that there was going to be consequences? Now, there are those who are saying, if you're going to go to the rally, you should test yourself before you go. That's a very good idea. But if you're irresponsible enough to go in the first place, why in the world are you going to be responsible enough to take a test which might prove offensive to you?
Reference the protests. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, signed an order yesterday on policing. This from the Washington Post. Surrounded by officers and police union officials, the president signed the order that would provide incentives for training and strengthen a national database to track misconduct. But Democrats and activists say it falls short of what is needed.
I don't know about Democrats and activists, but it is so clear that when this guy says chokeholds are forbidden except when they're needed, that means they're not forbidden. It means that the same old, which is that the police officer sees himself or herself in danger and therefore can use lethal force. And that's what this is all about.
Alan, I'm seeing a number of stories in various publications about how police officers all over America are quitting their jobs now because of the George Floyd protest. What do you make of that?
Well, look, there's been a thin blue line for a long time. Officers protect each other and they protect themselves. Now we are saying if you shoot somebody, you're going to be held responsible. We're going to bring you up on a murder charge. We're going to make it clear that this is unacceptable. And for those people who have lived by the code, we can do what we want. We can kill. And I don't want to end up in jail forever. It's got to be very scary.
How about the news that came that New York State Senate Minority Leader John Flanagan has announced he will retire early on June 28th? The Long Island Republican was not seeking re-election in November. You and I have talked about the Republicans. Are they an endangered species in New York?
They are, and they have the power of warm spit right now. What's interesting to me about this is that Flanagan is going to a government relations post, apparently, with a healthcare company. What this means, of course, is that it's business as usual. It's the revolving door. Now, there are prohibitions about what you can do and when you can do them, but there are lots of ways around it. So it's disgusting.
Well, for so many right now, the economic toll is as big as anything, and we still haven't seen that wring itself out yet. I mean, one headline under U.S. economy, retail sales rebound in May, but the future looks dim. So many people out of work, so many businesses suffering, and even as places like restaurants reopen, they can't have the same capacity. Are we in a looming depression?
As we used to say, denial is a place in Egypt. Denial goes to the president, who keeps saying, we're doing so well, things are opening up. He has to say that, because if it isn't the case, he's in real trouble when it comes to his reelection. You know, David, it is a mess, and a lot of bars, restaurants, We have a restaurant near us that has just closed up because you can't sustain it. There's been too much of a loss. This has been an economic disaster.
Absolutely. Here's another issue. Why people are still avoiding the doctor, Alan. It's not the virus, says the New York Times. When the pandemic began, people delayed treatments for fear of infection. Now staggering unemployment has made medical care unaffordable for many.
Well, you know, you go to an emergency room, it can cost you a lot of money if you're not covered. So people are really not able to pay the prices that some of this medicine costs. So if you have a choice, which is to put your family and yourself in economic danger or to not go, you don't go. At least in some cases, people don't go.
The program Patriot Act did a story about a police department in a tiny little town that was in a news desert where, since it wasn't being covered, the police voted themselves hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in raises. And the people didn't know it because there was no newspaper to report it.
Well, you know, you need newspapers. The problem is, for a long time now, people who used to show up at Board of Education meetings and local committee meetings can't be there because there aren't enough reporters. And there have been some promising things. The Berkshire Eagle out of Pittsfield was getting award after award after award because they were spending great deals of money from some prominent investors who really believe in newspapers. But now that seems to have stopped. The newspaper is once again a shell of itself.